Advocacy groups are calling on the North Carolina Department of Labor to consider protections for immigrant workers who cooperate in workplace safety investigations. After the deaths of three Latino construction workers at a Charlotte work site, a letter to the department says some witnesses fear retaliation if they come forward. For WFAE News and La Noticia, Kayla Young reports.
When the scaffolding collapsed at the Hanover East Moorhead apartment site on January 2nd, many of the people who witnessed the deaths of Jesus Chuy Olivares, Gilberto Monico Fernandez, and Jose Canaca Bonilla were immigrant workers. That's complicated investigation efforts, according to a letter sent this week to the North Carolina Department of Labor on behalf of 17 worker and immigrant rights organizations. Ashley Hawkins, with the Charlotte Metrolinia Labor Council, says many workers have been hesitant to come forward, afraid of facing possible retaliation or deportation.
We have heard from workers that they were told not to share videos, that they were told not to participate, and we do not believe that OSHA has talked to all workers who were present at the time of the accident.
The Labor Council has asked the Department of Labor to utilize deferred action, a measure that would protect undocumented workers from facing removal proceedings as a consequence of their cooperation with authorities.
We would like them to participate with the Department of Homeland Security in enacting this protection for these workers. They're not required to. It is optional, and we just think it would go a long way. It would be a big step to make those workers feel protected, because so many don't come forward because they are afraid of immigration action.
The Department of Labor confirmed receipt of the letter sent by advocacy groups and said it was under review by the Occupational Safety and Health Division. The OSH investigation remains open and includes Old North State Masonry, Hanover RS East Construction, and Friends Masonry Construction. The department declined to comment further. For WFAE News and La Noticia, this is Kayla Young.